This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For the first time in almost a decade, women in this economy are working more jobs than men are. There are some caveats here, right? We are not counting farm workers or people who work for themselves, who are mostly men. So overall, more men still work outside the home. But footnotes notwithstanding, this is a change in the workforce that could have some lasting impact on the workplace, as Amy Scott explains.
This happened once before. In June 2009, women overtook men on non-farm payrolls, and it lasted almost a year. But
that's a story in which men were losing jobs rapidly, and women were the remainders in the labor force. So they kind of became the majority by default.
Economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan says this time, for the first time,
that majority has been the result of female gains in employment, not male losses.
In the last year, she says, employers added 600,000 men to their payrolls and 1.5 million women. Part of this is about the kinds of jobs employers are creating. Think less manufacturing, more services like education and healthcare. Deborah Lancaster directs the Center for Women and Work at Rutgers.
But I think at the same time, we really want to look under the hood about what is the quality of the jobs and where those gains are.
She says most healthcare positions are low-paying personal care and home health aides.
And those individuals tend to really struggle with supporting their families on a single job.
But as women take over more workplaces and rise in the ranks, employers will respond, says Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM.
The whole notion of employment that's largely been organized around the needs of men since the Second World War is likely to change very quickly.
Expect to see more flexibility, he says, better benefits, and yes, a smaller wage gap between men and women. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.